The Me'at Shiloach on Vehavesem es Omer Reshis Kitzirchem El HaKohen in Parshas Emor. The paragraph begins with the quotation of the Pasuk. Vehavesem es Omer. Bring the Omer, which is a measure of barley. It is the first gleanings, the first of the harvest. Barley comes to its state of maturity, to ripening before wheat, and therefore, when the beginning of the harvest, there is this process of bringing the reishis, the first of the harvest of all of Klal Yisrael's grains, and offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu an expression, if you will, of thanks, and also a prayer that the rest of the season unfold with success and with the bounty of a harvest in Mirzash. But this is, of course, just as we would say, the agrarian side of what the mitzvah of the Omer is about. Obviously, since it's a process of bringing first the Omer and then the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, it's therefore somehow, even in its agrarian form, expressing the idea of improvement, the idea of advancement, of, as we would say, going from Meichel Behema to Meichel Adam, going from the celebration that is of barley to the celebration of wheat, which means that there's a process, a progression, made from Pesach, and the day after Pesach when the Omer is brought, to when the Shtei Alechem offered on the Mizbeach allows for the new grains of the year to be used in the Mikdash. The Omer allows, Tenufas Omer allows, and the bringing of the Omer on the Mizbeach allows for the new barley and wheat to be used by Klal Yisrael, and then the process of and the progression of the days leading up to Shavuos, and finally with Shavuos itself and the bringing of the Shtei Alechem, Bnei Yisrael are now allowed to bring on the Mizbeach. They're given the permission to bring on the Mizbeach the new grains of barley, and the new grain of wheat is now acceptable by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we offer it up. And that too indicates that there's something here that's not just about the farm and the harvest. Omer, he says, is begematria yakar. So it's interesting that Omer, which is just about a simple measure of barley, but in gematria, it's not just about a simple measure of barley. The gematria of Omer is yakar. Yakar means precious. So that this process, beginning with some simple measure of barley and grinding it up and bringing it on as a mincha on the Mizbeach, obviously has something very, very special and precious attached to it. Kedi'isa b'kisvei Arizal. V'hu, the reason it's yakar is, the reason it's precious is ki b'leil rishon shel Pesach niftach or gadol v'yakar liYisrael. That the Omer that we bring the day after Pesach is an expression of the fact that we have begun something very, very precious, something very special. We have begun to be the nation of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us. On Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say, Yisarusa d'le'elo, without really Am Yisrael having done many mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us and says, I'm going to be your Hashem, you're going to be my people, and he revealed to us his keichais, his yod hachazaka, his roya hanatuya, makos b'chayrais, and then on the 15th, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, we left Eretz Mitzrayim. He says that, B'leil Rishon Shel Pesach niftach or gadol v'yakar liYisrael. There was this opening up of a great light and of great energy. And Am Yisrael was made aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chol tuv Hashem Yisparach la'ineihem. Everything that's good and wondrous about Hashem Yisparach was experienced, visualized, v'achakach nistam. The next day, a regular day. What are they eating? Leftover matzah. They're in the desert, and they've not even yet seen Kriyas Yamsuf. And then after Kriyas Yamsuf, again, they're in the desert, and it's 6 weeks till Matan Torah. But it's not just that it's 6 weeks till Matan Torah, it's that Am Yisrael has had this one huge flash of revelation, of seeing and sensing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about and what our mission as Am Yisrael will be. But it was just a momentary flash, if you will, and then obscurity. What does it all mean? What will it mean to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Am Segula? What will it mean for him to take us and for we to become his? V'lechein b'leil sheni, therefore, after that first night, after the first wondrous night, everything is, so to speak, back to normal. Nishar tza'aka b'leiv kol echad v'echad. He expresses it so powerfully. He says, so then that leaves every Jewish heart screaming out. Shetzaikim l'Hashem Yisparach. They're crying out to Hashem. Where are you? So now what? You take us from Mitzrayim? Good, thank you. You take us from Mitzrayim, and now you take us to be your people? Fill in the blanks. Now what? What is our destiny? What is it going to be looking like? What will it feel like? What will Jewish life be? You and I, we know what Jewish life is all about. You have to understand. Imagine you were in Mitzrayim. You just were told some simple mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Pesach, and you did milah, and you had matzah, and now you're in the desert with Moshe Rabbeinu, and you want to know, like, yeah, I want more. And what more is there? Explain. Show us. Let's do it. Let's become. So we're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch to know more, to understand more, and then, therefore, to become more. And he quotes the Pasuk, Mayaka Chazd Chalekim. V'raitzim Shehashem Yisbarach Yachzu Lahem Ha'aras Panav. What we want is to see that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed. Show it to us again. Show it to us again. Take us to the next step. Val ze amar shlema hamelcha levashalom benevuasai. Ani oyhavai ohev. It's interesting. Oyhavai is how we express it, but the ksiv is with a hey. Oyhaveho. We read, Ani Hashem Yisparach speaking says, oyhavai ohev. Those who love me, I love. That's the creed. The ksiv is, I have, which means those who love the Torah. Ani, I, Hashem says, I have, those who love the Torah, ahev, I love them. Meaning, I love you because you want me, you love me. Hainu, she'eftach lachem ha'oras panai. You who want me so much, because you want me so much, I will give you and I will provide for you enlightenment. You will be enlightened. Ha'aris panai means you will be enlightened to understand, to sense the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll have some knowledge, intuition, even a prophetic spirit about you, so that you will apprehend what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what He wishes. What does He want? Why does He create a world? Why does He take us to be His people in this world? V'zeh neged Pesach. This is all compared to Pesach, she'oz niftach ahavas Hashem Yisbarach liYisrael. That was all neged Pesach, meaning in a response to Pesach. Pesach was this opening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that He's taking us and miraculously removed us from Mitzrayim, and we are in love with Him, and we are clamoring for more. What's the next step? Again, the Pasuk in Mishlei. Umeshacharai yimtzunani. Meshacharai means those who shed light, like the dawn of a new day. And those who are like at the beginning of the day, shedding light on, looking for, searching for me, yimtzununi, they will find me. Note the extra nun. Doesn't say imtsuuni, they will find me, and they will be with me, but imtsuanuni, which also can mean literally to make me found. But why the extra nun? So Rashi says, and he's going to quote it, Hainu, acha sheyishtadlu v'yishacharu l'tov Hashem Yisbarach, after they work for, after they strive for, and try to shed light. And by the way, the idea of v'yishacharu means to get up early, meaning to use the shachar, the strength that you have in the morning, the new energy you've been given since you've been taken out of Mitzrayim, right? So now, take that new energy, take it and boldly look for ways to serve, try to know, try to understand, try to become a great Jew and a great Jewish people. Oz, yikva belibam ha'ara shleima mebli hefzik. If you want me, and you want to look for me, you'll find me. Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, took us, asked very little of us. It's Arusa Dila'ilo. All stirring up, all an awakening, all the act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us. Anivu l'malach, anivu l'saraf, anivu l'ashliach. Now you want more? You want to know what it means to be my people and you want to really be my people? So, now you have to do the work. V'zehu b'chag ha-shavuos. That you can achieve as you reach toward Chag Shavuos. Ki hanun yisera shel yimtzonuni. Rashi there says, Yaira al nun sha'are bina hanimtzoim batayra. That extra nun is a reference or a hint to the fact that there are 50 gates, levels of understanding that you have to strive to understand. And if you work hard and you search and you wish to achieve that understanding, you will. I love those who love me and have been awakened. And then the Pasuk says, Umishacharai. And those who now, with that new energy, look for the new light they can find in each new day of the Sfira, from Pesach to Shavuos, Yimtzu'anuni, they'll gain these 50 gates of Bina, of wisdom and of understanding. U'b'Shavuos yikva b'leiv kol echad sheyimshech achar ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. It is on Shavuos that you can become, so to speak, permanently, and in your hearts have it kavua, have it set in your hearts. You are Hashem's. Hashem is yours. You are committed to Him. V'hu al yidei mitzvahis, or mitzvahs, sviras ha'omer. And achieving this that you are not just with God for a fleeting moment, the day after Pesach, you say, what happened to that moment? What happened to the yesterday? If you want a today and a tomorrow, count to Shavuos. And then Shavuos is your tomorrow. And then you'll have it forever. You'll be forever. You'll be with Hashem forever. You'll have a relationship with Him. You'll be doing mitzvahs every day. You'll be a dynamically excited, enervated, involved Eved Hashem every moment of your life. Ki ha'omer hayo ba min ha'so'irim. Now he says this, that it's so'irim, barley. So it happens to be that so'irim has the same letters as sar, as a thin little hair. Hainu sheyidaktiku b'ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach shelo yatu af kechut Hasaira. He says that the Omer and the fact that it's made of Sa'irim is a hint to how much we would want to know and care about the smallest and most fine detail of what is the will of Hashem. That Sa'irim is a remez to Sa'ara, Chut Hasaira, meaning the thinnest strand. On one side, perhaps there's one quality. And on the other side, there's another quality, meaning the differential between right and wrong, and how and when, and what's correct or and what's proper and when. It can be kechut ha'saira. So many halachos, there's so much that's just so fine, that's so very, very, as we say, dakazdik, very subtle, but yet very important, as we know. Rashi famously says at the end of Parshas Shmini, difference between what's tahor and not tahor. You have to shecht. Rav of both simanim of an animal. What's the difference between 50% and 51%? You can barely see it. That's the difference between whether the animal is kasher or nevela. It's an example. So the sa'or of the sa'irim of the aymer is a hint to how much you will want, need to want, to care about even the most subtle differences and nuances of what exactly is the Ratzon Hashem. That's how you can gain the inner understanding, the intuitive understanding of what it is Hashem wants and why Hashem Yisbarach chose Am Yisrael and what we're going to do about it. And now you'll have Ha'oras Hashem Yisbarach, meaning there'll be a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being with you and a sense of the energy of being a Yid, a vitality that will remain with you, bikvius. It'll remain with you permanently. Because what was, so to speak, ephemeral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us, took us, and now we're in the desert. Next step, Hashem Yisbarach says, you want it, you want to be with the Torah, you want it, I'll give it to you. You have to gain step by step by step commitment, knowledge, count, grow, and come to me on Shavuos, and you'll be Mekabel Torah, and then we'll have a relationship. And that which was the flash of great energy of our relationship for that moment of Pesach will become Kavua. So he's saying an interesting thing just about the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the onset of that relationship is Pesach, the establishment of it, V'yisem li la'om, that's going to have to be worked on. We have to show we want it. We have to count toward it. We have to look forward to it, work toward it, gain the gates, the entranceways to Bina, to understanding, Yimtzu Anuni, the 50 Sha'arei Bina, and then we'll have an established, permanent relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beginning with Shavuos. Ki bePesach lo hisigu rak ha'aru lefisha. Pesach was ephemeral. It was just a momentary sense of what Hashem wants of us, and that Hashem does want us, and that we should and will want Him. V'teikaf nistam. And then we saw Him no more, so to speak. We felt it no more. We saw the preciousness and the power. We saw the magnificence of Hashem. Ki toiv hu. But we didn't know enough. And we were still so really just steeped in whatever we had been affected by in Mitzrayim. The Tumah of Mitzrayim. So we were not able yet to relate to, and we weren't able yet to be truly drawn, to be properly drawn into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His influence. That's why he says, when talking about Yamsuf and talking about what we saw at Yamsuf, Chazal used an interesting expression. They say, Ra'as Shifcha alayam, that even the simple Shifcha, maidservant, saw at Yamsuf the magnificence and the truth and the power of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what they saw. Wow. Why call us Shvachos? Why refer to us and compare us to maidservants? Because, you see, when a maidservant is told to do something, maidservant does it. Does she really understand everything that her master is all about? Does she understand the greater causes of what the master's life and what the master's purpose in everything really is? No. Ki kol Yisrael hayu kishifcha tachas ol Hashem Yisbarach. We were at that time more like just a plain maidservant, accepting whatever directives and commands of our master. We were accepting the ol Hashem Yisbarach, the yoke that Hashem would place upon us, but not necessarily fully aligning our will with His will. We accept, but do we understand? And do we say, we want, we really understanding what it is Hashem wants, we want the same thing? No. l'ritzayin Hashem Yisparach. They couldn't fully, with real appreciation, want what Hashem wants, know what Hashem wants, and want it for all the right reasons. They had not the spirit yet, and certainly not the knowledge, but they didn't have the spirit. They didn't have the cleanness. We were still getting the dross of the tumah of Mitzrayim out of us, and approaching Har Sinai. Ubushvus haynu matan Taira, haynu Hashem Yisbarach koveya bina b'leiv kol adam. And Shvus, we can achieve that HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes in the hearts of every Yid, sheyavinu benafsham ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach, that we're able to intrinsically, in our inner selves, in our life spirit, understand what Hashem wants. So that when we look at a Blat Gemara, we'll understand what this says to us. We'll understand what this mitzvah is meant to do with us, what it's meant to achieve for Klal Yisrael, what this mitzvah is meant to achieve for the world. And feel it. And really have our will aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, such that we have an understanding of what Hashem wants, with appreciation for what He wants, and why it's important. Now he says, in the continuation of this paragraph, he says something fascinating about the sun and the moon. He says, "V'zeh habino nikrais yareach." This understanding is considered like and is compared to the moon. V'yareach meira al bina b'leif. The moon, which is the receiver of light, therefore represents understanding. The receiver of light, the receiver of what the sun can provide. Kishemesh meira al chachma la'enei ha'adam. The shemesh represents wisdom, knowledge, in its bare form, and easily obtained. You see it. You cannot but see it. You cannot but take it in. You cannot but be affected by this great light. It's so glaring and so powerful. The receiving of the light, so that it begins to reflect in you, that's bina. That's when you understand what you're seeing. And it makes a difference in how you live. That's the moon. Again, kishemesh meira al chachma la'enei ha'adam v'hema hatarik mitzvus sheyeda ha'adam al pi klali ha'mitzvus eich lehisnag b'chal davar im hu asur ay mutar. The sunlight is the truth. This Hashem wants, this Hashem doesn't want. This is mutar, this is asur. This is a mitzvah, this is an aveira. V'yareach, but the moon, meaning the receiving of and the reflecting of light, meira al bina b'lev ha'adam. That is all about the understanding a person has when the light penetrates into the person, when knowledge and understanding is within and inherent in a person's soul and in his being, so he has become an understanding, thinking, feeling Jew. That's the moon, where the sun's light comes and now is reflected in the person, in what the person's all about. Understanding means yareach meira albina b'lev ha'adam, and understanding in the heart of a man means lekadesh atzmai, to be made holy by the mitzvahs, to be made holy in his entire being, af b'mutar loy, meaning in everything, in every mundane part of your life, you're a kadosh. You're doing things a certain way. Your speech, your habit, table manners, conduct of business, discussion with a friend, every aspect and every manner and every mannerism of the person. B'mutarlay.
Kadoshim to you.
Kadoshim to you, like the Ramban says. She'a loy gvul utchum b'meyav, l'havdil. Even when it comes to how much and what you eat and how you eat. Sha'ad kan hu b'ritzayin Hashem yisparach. This is what Hashem would like. More than that, that which is unnecessary, that's not what Hashem Yisparach would really want. Even if it's something that's mutter. You know, a person can love, I don't know, let me give an example, baseball. People who love baseball. There's nothing wrong with liking. But then there are people who, you know, they live it, they breathe it, they eat it. You know, it could be, you know, from the time they come home till the time they have to force themselves back out to the door to work in the morning. There's nothing else but, you know, baseball. You know, there are people who have, you know, other, whatever it is that a person can say, they take it to there where it's just not necessarily what you would call the Ritzayn HaBayre, yeah? Everything in moderation, everything in its time, and everything in its gvul. And that includes what we do with our friends and how much time we spend socially and how much time we spend ourselves reflecting, thinking, learning, spending time in tefillah. You can daven quickly, you can daven carefully and slowly. And we can use our time and our wherewithal for very special pursuits of mitzvah or for things that are less important and more mundane. So to understand that Hashem Yisparach wants in every aspect of our lives to try to always align our will, our ratzon, with His ratzon. So therefore, a person needs this kind of understanding, this bina of what's correct and what's the right measure and what's elegant for a yid and what's reflective of his devotion to Hashem in all areas of life. That requires bina. And that's the bina we gain and we look for. Bina we try to obtain and try to raise within ourselves during the sefira as we count the 50 days. V'zema de iso b'gemara. It's actually Medrash Rabbah. Umas ha'olam meinin l'chama. V'Yisrael meinin l'levana. That's why the Medrash says, the Jewish people, our calendar, our months are lunar months. And the days of our lunar months are when we will have a holiday. While the Gentile world really has this solar calendar. Kishemesh hu chachma, sheyesh b'koyecha adam lahasiga. That which is clear, wisdom that anybody can attain, if you're taught Torah, or if you are taught secular studies, if you read, if you're listening, if you have a decent mind, you'll be able to understand it. But then what do you do with it? So understanding it and apprehending it, that's the light of the sun. And that's what's expected of the Ummos HaOlam. To be knowledgeable, be functional, practical, av levana. But when it comes to Yidden, the moon, the way we count and the way we keep time, by the moon, av levana meira al hachayim, shehi lemala mehasecha. The levana is something that is representative of life, when it's more than what you know, and it's more than what you've come to understand. It's what all of that knowledge and understanding translates in your inner being and in your inner life and inside your soul and in the depth of your humanity. What does it mean to you? What have you become because of what you know? What have you become with what you have studied? Ki yareachi, he says a fascinating thing. Ki yareachi miloshen reach. Yerach and yareach is the exact same letters. It means the scent of things, the flavor of things. She Yisrael yarichu b'chol davar, that Am Yisrael should be able to sense in everything. Es sherashai mechaya olam haba. How? In everything they find in this world. At its root, it's intended to enhance our olam, and help us reach our olam, haba, it has eternity attached to it. Even the most mundane lesson, experience, activity should be somehow lifted up, and a Jew should be able to sense in it how it can be functional and how it can be a part of a greater purpose. how it's not only connected to his or her Olam Hazeh, but how it can and should be connected to, devoted to, helping them achieve Olam Haba. And that's what we used to hear in Yiddish. People used to say, a derhoibene yid. What's a derhoibene mensch? A higher person. What does that mean? A derhoibene mensch means a person who has a certain sense of how even the mundane in his or her life is for a greater purpose. And everything they experience and everything they do somehow leads them to being greater human beings and to incorporating what they have and what they've experienced into that greater, bigger purpose of being a nobler, better human being and then having a Yerusha of a greater Olam Haba. He concludes by saying, "Af shehayireach utachas haShemesh," even though, of course, the moon is smaller than the sun, and it's obviously not at the center of our solar system, while the sun is. So he says, so to speak, the moon is under the sun. Ach kedisa b'zayra kadosh, but the Zayir says that might be in the physical realm, but in l'sihara iloh kaminyanan, we count by the higher celestial body. We count by the moon. And the moon has in it certain spiritual qualities that the sun does not have. And then the Zohar goes so far as to say, very boldly, spiritually, Shehashemesh, that the sun, he mekabelis or misihara ilo. That the sun receives its spiritual quality from the higher moon. In other words, that, yeah, the sun is the great physical mass of gas and power and energy. But in the realm of spirit, in a metaphysical sense, the moon rises higher than the sun. And then he says, V'la shemesh ilo le'zocha lahasig rak Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. The ultimate in how a human being and human life is reflected in the celestial bodies, Moshe Rabbeinu being reflected then, therefore, by the sun. He was the giver of Torah, so he is, so to speak, equal to the sun itself, but that's only Moshe Rabbeinu. Already, by the time you come to Yeshua, Chazal say Yeshua is to be compared to the moon. But what he is saying is that the fact that we count time by the moon is because the moon that takes in light, meaning it takes in what's the knowledge, what's clear, what's visible, what's explicable. Now, but what do you do with it? You absorb that light, and what do you do with it? And what does it do to change you? What kind of a person does it make out of you? That requires bina. That requires understanding. The greatness of a Jew, like the moon, is to take in raw knowledge and then process it, and allow it to make a difference in what kind of a person I am, and in what kind of a behavior set I develop, and in what kind of a human being I become. And then if that bina and the gates of bina are all achieved, then the person becomes a full, whole, great person, and becomes with a kvius, with a set, established relationship in which she's doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aligning the will of a human being at all times. What would Hashem want? What does Hashem want? What's best? What's right? What's moral? What's holy? What's spiritually uplifting? What does Hashem want? Living a derhoibene leben. That's what we can achieve, and that's what Shavuos is about. That's what Shavuos means. We come from Pesach, we had this momentary flash, and we're stirred up, but then cry out for more. So Hashem says, count, and come closer with each step and each day, till the day of Shavuos, when you've achieved full understanding, and now we can have that permanence of a relationship of an Am Yisrael as Am Sgula to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.